right. I'll get you alone some night. And baby, you find you're messing with dynamite. So why do you want to make those eyes happy for? If they don't mean what they say.
If you just tuned in, Tony Bennett will be back in a moment. But oh, giant awake, praise be, it's Terry Venable!
I thought that recommendation
was
out.
No.
And here's Graham Taylor. Oh, I know. You see, that's a kind of applause. Are you used to that? And can you live up to that kind of goodwill?
I've never had it before.
Yeah, I'll really enjoy it, perhaps, while it lasts. Yeah, that thing we saw there, I bought that record first time round.
Yeah.
Were you enjoying that? Because you wouldn't get footballers perhaps up like doing that now. I can't imagine Ryan Giggs doing that.
Well, it was. Well, Gazza's done it, hasn't he?
Yeah, I was on that album too.
I know. I saw the video.
Oh, was that a good night? That.
It was a very funny night, that was. Everybody saw that programme, but what happened was, it was a bit similar to this. What happened in Match of the Day, there was, in the credits, raised the eyebrows, and it was on every week, and everyone said, well, what do you want to make those eyes at me for? Let's do the record.
Gotcha.
On comes the team, the whole team, all dressed up, but they had the blue and white scarves on. The ladies were well dressed up with the wives, and it was player wife, there was McClintock and Tony Hazel and all these guys in the audience. And when I finished, I sort of turned away and got into the dressing room, and the fella said, what about that? So I said, well, yeah. He said, all right, I don't think Tony Bennett will have any sleep this night. So he said, no. He said, not the singing, no, that was it. But as you turned away, he said, all the team started fighting. In the audience.
Really?
The gospel truth. What happened? Tony Azar, who's a great... great character. I mean, he's one of my all-time great characters. I love him to death. And he could take a joke. He took it well, and he could give a bit of stick. But this night, he was with his wife, and someone, right at the end, threw a little hurt at him, and he got really aggressive. And he swung a right hander right across his wife, straight into the side of his head. He retaliated, and they showed it back. Well, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, they taped it, yeah?
They taped it. They showed it back, and you might still have it.
No, we ain't, no.
The place was in an uproar. They were screaming, and they were shouting.
It was all off.
If you notice, the music gets louder to cover it all.
You see, yourself, you weren't the most indisciplined of players, but you were. You mentioned Gazza there. Hmm. You... whether it's just a press thing or whatever, you had a reputation for, I can't think of a better way of putting it, than being a joker. That sounds kind of...
Yeah,
but you did.
A joker, there's no doubt about that. I used to do it all the time, but it was all very upfront. It was funny.
Such as?
Well, one of the things that I put in the book was a funny one. We played a European game. I was playing for Chelsea, and we had these very, bit similar to this, but brighter blue blazers.
Yeah.
And... we were at the airport, and the whole of the English press was there because it was a big occasion. We were going away for 3 or 4 days to play Roma. We'd won the first leg, and there was a big commotion.
Yeah.
There was lots of problems. Tommy Docherty had a row with the other manager, and they built it up to such an extent. There was thousands at the airport waiting for us, and it was...
You were winning 4-1, is that the one? You were leading 4-1?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And we got to the airport, and we're sitting... I was sitting in, you know, you see, like, all the different airlines, and you sit on these sort of desks.
Yeah.
And we happened to be underneath it, and there was me, Eddie McCready, was there, you see, so the Scottish international that played for Chelsea at the time.
Oh, no, you're a good-looking fella.
You've got the edge, but not a lot.
Yeah, I know.
And we're standing, and all of a sudden the guy comes up to me and he says, which way to gate number 26? And I said, I don't know. And then all of a sudden I realised, the two of us were the blue blazers. So I said, and I saw these forms underneath. So I said, well, the next one come up, which way to gate 19? So I said, well, fill the form in. So fill the form, and the queue starts. So I give it to Eddie, and Eddie's got nothing in his hands, and he's stamped. And he's going through. And now over there, the rest of the squad and the press are killing themselves laughing. Now queue is forming, and we're now in it. How do we get out of this sort of thing? But we're quite enjoying this, and this is fun. They're laughing. It's geeing us all up. And there was these two American women come up to the front, and I noticed a big brown paper parcel underneath the desk. So she comes up and said, which way to gate 2? So I said, well, fill the form in. So she's, and they're giggling. So I said, you are our 5,000th passenger today. This is for you. And before I can say it's only a joke, darling, look at this. And she's ripping it off, and we said, this is our clue.
And you win. Do you think you could do that now? I mean, wouldn't people be on you saying England players go nuts at Airport and...
Well, we weren't England players. We weren't jumped from the
Yeah, but, all right.
I mean, Chelsea, it's different.
What is... All right, let's come on to that. What's the plan to do to... How do you make the jump from club manager? And I know it's coach, but I've never understood what the difference between manager and coach is. I'm not sure about all that. But whatever your title is now, how do you then treat players different? What do you have to do as England manager? Do you have to tell them different rules?
No, they're the same rule. I don't do anything different. I mean, I'm quite new in the job anyway, but the principles are the same. I like to give people a little bit of room to make sure that their personalities grow. At the same time, we know they can't get out of hand and there's got to be discipline. I've never been a sergeant major type. I find if you give hard and fast rules, you find yourself in corners sometimes. I think if you want a personality, you want him to express himself on the field, you can't actually keep him on top of him because you're going to keep his personality down.
So how far does it go then? What's allowable with a footballer?
Well, I suppose a bit like you. They let you go free. Look at the way you're behaving here. I mean,
yeah. I mean, they have to be careful and all this stuff about ambassadors, which I think is a load of nonsense because they're footballers and stuff. But
I think that's a good point. I mean, I think that... you can't expect people to be at the age of 22, 23, top of their trade, and expect them always to behave properly. They do try, and you do get a good behaviour, really, up to a point.
But they take liberties to do you. They think, oh, it's, you know, old tail, we'll let us do stuff. You had a bit of
No, I don't think... I haven't had that. I haven't had any problems with that at all. I've got a pin in it sticking right in my back. I'm sorry, then. Look at that.
Hey! I says, all the best, Mr. Sugar. You must have done your run at Tatilka, you're no good, or even
course,
higher players.
Absolutely.
What's that like?
That's the worst. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's bad to tell players they have to go, but then again,
what happens in that
Well, it depends. It's many different ways.
Yeah.
Many years ago, when we were under contract, you'd sign a contract, and then when the contract finished, you still wasn't able to go. So it was you were that club you first signed forever.
Yeah.
So now you're in a situation where you have a 3-4 year contract, and at the end of that 3 year contract, you can go. So it's not really selling the player; it's selling his contractual period of time.
How about the kid who's an apprentice and just ain't worked out?
Different story. That's what I was going to say at the beginning. The pro knows the game, he understands the rules, and we're all in it.
Yeah.
Just like your business. The youngster is the killer. I mean, his whole life is wanting to be a player. And if he's not up to it, that is where...
It has to be done.
It has to be done. Of course it has to be done. And the kids sometimes cry. You nearly to it yourself, and I'm sure all the other managers say the same. I mean, nobody enjoys doing that. I don't care who they are.
And how many on average do you have to do that to?
I couldn't say, because in the end, I give that job to someone else. It was too difficult.
My kind of management, that is. Yeah,
that's delegation.
Can you put this into words? Mm. What's it like to score a goal?
I was going to ask you, actually. I never saw one.
Yeah, you've got three in that Roma game, as I remember.
I
was talking to Gaston about that, and he said, oh, blimey, what does it actually feel like? Away from the wedge you're going to get for it, wherever it is. Is there any way you can put that into words?
Those things have got nothing to do with money. I mean, people don't believe it. It's not. It's the kick. It's why you start as a young boy to score goals. And if you're a goal scorer, it's your lifeblood to score goals. If you're a goal Lineker, and you live for that, and that is what you're famous for. And if you're not, when you score, it's even better because you're not used to doing it. And it's actually you're celebrating what you play football for.
What goes through your head? It goes, you see, the goalkeeper's missed it, that's gone in the cracker. Do you remember anything about what you do?
No, you're just thinking about yourself. You can see the people, they're just thrilled, and that is the real moment where you see people as they are.
Is it because organic? Because I've heard that word about it. It's like...
I think it is. Football is sexual, isn't it?
Yeah, it is that. Yeah. All right, what goal do you remember?
0-0, you see, it's frustrating.
I think we're going to review it. So we've got the European Championships in 2 years, right? And in England are going to win it, yeah? I mean, tell me they're going to win it, right?
I'm very confident, and I wouldn't have taken the job if I didn't think that there was a good possibility of doing particularly well in the future and turning it around. The countries we're going to play are good teams, and I think it's stupid to actually think we're going to win it. I think it's because you're going to get hugely disappointed if you don't. What we've got to say is we're confident, we're going to be there, we're going to stick together, the country's going to be behind us like they were in 66, and hopefully that's where it'll take us. And we're confident. I wouldn't go any stronger. It'd be very silly to do that. I can't.
All right. Well, if you allow me, I'll bang the drum for us, and I think we should look at that camera and go, good evening, Scotland. It's Terry Venables, everyone!